Yes, welcome to the team. My name is Columbus Pollard, National Sales Director with Primerica Financial Services. And what I'm going to do this morning is I'm going to go through our presentation, which is very, very simple. There's nothing complicated about what it is that we do. You just really got to take your time and pace yourself and just spend a little time doing what we call PDR, which is, stands for practice, drill, and rehearse with the information. When you go into a client's home, once you've taken a test and gotten your license, and then you go in and give your first presentation, you want to start out with the client survey. And the client survey is a very, very simple process, and it just basically you go through and talk to the new prospect about their current career and what they're doing now. It goes through and talks about where do you work at now, what do you do for them, what do you like about your current career, what do you dislike about what you're doing. Are they paying you what you believe you are worth? Yes or no? If no, how much more monthly income do you think they need to pay you? When will your current job pay you that amount? 1 year from now, 3 years from now, 5 years from now, 10 years or never? Is that okay with you if they say no? You know, be 5 years from now, 10 years from now. You just sit back and ask, is that okay? Yes, no, or not really. If they say no or not really, well, what are your options then? And just sit back and let them tell you what their options are. And ask them a question, say, well, look, have you ever thought about owning your own business or going to business for yourself as an option? If yes, how come you haven't started the business? If they say no, then why haven't you looked at that as an option? What do you think it costs on average? You want to get an idea of what they think it costs on average to start a business, okay? Because most people believe, and which it is for most businesses, it's thousands and thousands of dollars, okay? And then after they give you that information, and most people are going to give you like, you know, 20,000, 25,000, 30,000, things of that nature, right? And, your surprise for them is that you're going to get them, you can get them started in business and all it costs them is $99, right? $99 up front and then $25 a month to run a business, which is absolutely incredible. Then you go into their life. So what's most important in your life? Is it your work, your spiritual, or your family? And just put 1, 2, 3 based on how they say it. And then ask them the question, is it unimportant, important, or very important to provide financial security for you and your family? Is having a secure retirement important to you? Yes, no, not really. Then what age are you on track to retire at? And then what would your ideal retirement age be? Is being debt-free important to you? Yes, no, not really. When is your current debt-free date? What year? Most people don't know. Or they'll tell you, you know, when their mortgage is paid off. And then you ask them the question, look, if you die today or tomorrow, would you want your family fully taken care of, partially taken care of, struggling or broke? And you just write down what the answer is. Then when you agree that there's a right way and a wrong way to handle your finances, yes or no, if you could cut 7 to 10 years off your mortgage and it wouldn't cost you a dime out of pocket, would that interest you? And you're sitting down talking to a homeowner, most people are going to tell you yes. And what that sets them up for is our smart loan program. And most people pay their mortgage once a month. And we teach people how to pay their mortgage biweekly, and just by splitting their payment in half, it cuts about 7 to 10 years off their mortgage. And then you ask them questions, say, look, if you can earn $200 a week, working 2 days a week part-time, would that interest you? Now, if you're talking to someone who's making way more money than that, making a whole lot of money, then you might want to ask them, look, you know, if you can make, you know, $20,000 to $30,000 a year part-time, would that interest you? Okay, you could go that route, okay? And so now you got your data, your information off your client survey, and you should be at ease now. Okay, you should be at ease. You've been in the client's home. You position them properly. You know, if you're right-handed and you're male, you want to sit the husband next to you, and you want to sit the wife next to him. Okay, and if you're female, you want to sit the wife next to you, and you want the husband sitting on the other side. I mean, just some fundamental tips on how to position clients as you go into the household, and especially if you write right-handed, because you're going to be writing some information down, and you want them to be able to see it as you're writing it down and things of that nature. And then it's easy to give your presentation if you're right-handed, and still, so you don't have to, if you got them positioned on the wrong side, you're right-handed, but you got them sitting to your left, then it's just kind of awkward giving your presentation and writing, and so they could see it and things of that nature. So those are just some small tidbits that you can utilize to build your business. And once you finish with the client survey, now you should be at ease. And that's basically what the client survey is all about. But I want you to go back and kind of take a look at some of the questions that you asked. You know, you went through their current career, what they like about it. They told you what they like, what they dislike. If they dislike what they're doing, that's letting you know you got a shot to recruit them in the business, right? Then also finding out if they're making as much money as they want to make, okay? Again, that's another shot to recruit them in the business. If they say, no, I'm not making enough and my job is not paying me enough and I don't see myself doing it, that's another opportunity to recruit them in the business. And then you're looking at what's most important to them. You know, are their families, you know, is their spirituality important to them? Is their family important to them? Or is it their job? Okay. Then you ask them questions about retirement. So you get an idea how they feel about retirement and what age they want to retire. And about that, you know, as far as being debt free, is being debt free important to you? And all these questions are important because this is the information that we're going to be going through in our presentation and things of that nature. And then you're finding out if you died, hey, how do you want your family taken care of? Do you want them to be struggling, or do you want them to be financially well off? And then you're going through the process, and you know, when you agree that there's a right way and a wrong way to handle your finances. So all this information should be putting you at ease as you get into your main part of your presentation. But at the same time frame, you've gathered some data that can help you direct your presentation in the way that you want to direct your presentation toward that specific client. Okay. And then you just take about 2 minutes and tell them why you got involved with Primerica. You know, maybe you came in and you were spending too much money for too little life insurance protection, or maybe you came in because you saw an opportunity to make some extra money and go into business for yourself, or maybe you came in for a career change. You saw an opportunity where you could help your parents in retirement by putting a business in place here. So whatever your reasons are for going into coming into Primerica, take about 2 minutes and sit down and explain that to the potential client. Now you're ready to get into out of the client survey, and you're ready to get into the presentation. Very, very simple. You just go in and say, well, look, you start the process to look off. You know, Mr. and Mrs. Client, have you ever heard of Primerica? You know, some people have, some people haven't. And if they've heard of Primerica, say, well, yes, I have heard of Primerica. They say, yes, I have heard of Primerica. Well, then the next question is, well, tell me what you know about us. And you just sit back and you listen and let them tell you what it is that they know about Primerica. And once they explain to you about what they heard or what they know about Primerica, you know, if they have some objections, then you overcome those objections, and you can overcome every objection with a very, very simple process, which is feel, felt, found. You know, feel, felt, found will overcome every objection that you ever get from anybody. You know, say, well, now I heard that you guys was a pyramid. I heard you guys are just a life insurance company. You know, and he said, well, you know what? I understand how you feel. I felt the same way, but this is what I found out when I actually joined the company. Okay, so it's a very, very process. So we get into the business, and they hadn't heard of Primerica. You go through and say, well, look, you know, we've been in business since 1977. So now we're going into our 33rd year being in business. We have over 6 million clients in the United States, Canada, Puerto Rico, and Spain. And our mission is to help families become proper, protected, debt-free, and financially independent. Okay? And so your mission statement is very, very important, because your mission statement talks to you about what you're about. You can ask the question, the client a question, say, now, who's ever talked to you about you being properly protected, debt-free, and financially independent? You know, has your bank, credit union, savings, loan, insurance company, mortgage company ever talked to you about becoming properly protected, debt-free, financially independent? And the answer for 99.99% of the people that you go talk to, the answer is no, okay? But those are the institutions that handle their money, but they don't talk to them about becoming debt-free, financially independent, and properly protected. And then you ask them questions. Say, wouldn't you agree that America is in a financial crisis today? Okay, and see, when you look at the average household, now owes about $10,678 in credit card debt. USA Today, almost half of workers live paycheck to paycheck to make ends meet. Wouldn't you agree with that? You know, people living paycheck to paycheck today, yes. Study shows that 1.6 million American consumers filed for bankruptcy protection last year. CNN money.com, but yet the government has made it harder for people to file for bankruptcy. Okay, 68 million dollar Americans have no life insurance. You know, National Underwriter Life and Health. Okay, 68 million people have no life insurance protection at all. That's mind-boggling. A third of Americans have no emergency savings, and the reason they have them don't have emergency savings because the money that could be going toward an emergency fund is going toward credit card debt and things of that nature. Foreclosures, people are losing their homes. Foreclosures topped the $3 million mark during the year, jumping 81% higher than You know what I mean? That's mind-boggling. 81% higher than 2007 and 225% higher than 2006. Folks, those are some incredible, incredible statistics. Now, let me go through and talk to you about how Primerica helps families. You know, let's look at a client, let's say Bob and Susan Smith, they're 35 and 30 year olds, okay, and they got two children. Okay, before Primerica, they had debt, and let's say they had $22,000 in consumer debt, they had a mortgage of $180,000 on a home worth $250,000, and they had 24 years remaining on their home. And their monthly payments on their home was $2,280. Okay, once one of our representatives went and sat down and chatted with them or talked to them, okay, we combined all their debt and their mortgage into one loan for $209,000. And instead of the monthly payment being $2,280 with us, the new monthly payment with us was only $1,684. And we had all their debt paid off in 20 years. And we saved them $596 a month. You know, save them $596 a month. Now, John and Mary, let me ask you a question. If you can show your best friend how to do that, okay, do you think they do business with you? So that's an opportunity. That's you ask that question there because it's an opportunity to get their mindset on do they want to make some extra income? And if you can show your friends and family how to do that, do you think they'd be interested in making some money? And for most people, the question is going to be yes. Okay, the answer is going to be yes. So on their life insurance, Bob and Susie had $100,000 face amount cash value life insurance on both of them. They had no protection on their children. They were spending $250 a month. We went in and we put $300,000 of life insurance on both of them, on Bob and Susie, three times the coverage that they had before, and then we put $25,000 on each child. It only cost them $108 a month. The difference of $250 and $108 saved them $142 a month. That's incredible. On the retirement, Bob and Susie had $20,000 in IRA at the bank. They were only earning 3% on that, and they were putting $100 a month toward their monthly contributions toward their retirement. At age 65, they will have $107,410 to retire on. We went in, rolled that $20,000 over into an IRA into mutual funds. That we increased their monthly contributions from $100 a month up to $500, $250 from each person. Accumulated savings net, 10% at age 65, they got $1,527,000. We showed them how to invest an extra $400 a month from the money that we saved them on their debt and their mortgage, plus the money we saved them on their life insurance. On their auto and home, Bob and Susie were paying $243 a month for the auto and homeowners insurance. We saved them $65 a month on that. They had no will and had no access to a respected full service law firm, and that's very, very important today because people will sue you. It's no question about it. They will sue you. And, you know, today we have my family, your family, and our family, you know, because, you know, people are getting married and, you know, I have kids already. Me and my wife get divorced and, you know, I married somebody else and she has children and then so she's got her kids, I got my kids, and then we get together and we have a child. So now we got our kids. So we're blending three families together, but we have no will. So what we do is we set up people in a prepaid legal, Primerica Legal Protection Plan, which gives them access to a free will, and they get access to a respected full-service law firm. The bottom line is this. We increased their retirement contributions by $400 a month, and we saved them $378 a month in their budget. Which side would you want to be on, side A or side B? And obviously, your friends and family are going to say they'd rather be on side B. And then you just ask them a question. Say, well, look, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the highest, how would you rate your desire to become debt-free and financially independent? And you just wait for an answer. And obviously, most people are going to tell you, you know, 10 or 9 or 8 or whatever the case may be. You know, if they tell you 1 or 2, you know, you might want to just pack your bags up and go ahead and leave, okay? But most people are going to tell you somewhere around 8, 9, and 10, okay? And then what I do is I come back and ask a question and say, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the highest, okay, your desire, you said, become debt-free and financially independent is a 10. Well, how about your friends and family? On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the highest, how would you rate your friends and family desire? What do you think their desire would be? Become debt-free and financially independent. And obviously, they're probably going to say a 10 too, okay? And then what you can do from here, you can either go through the compensation and show them how they can make some extra money, or you can go back through and say, well, look, let me go back through and explain to you now how we're able to put $596 a month on Bob and Susie's kitchen table by showing them how to consolidate their debt and the mortgage all in one. See, America's facing a debt crisis, isn't it? Yes, it is. And now what I'm doing, I'm pulling out my debt solutions brochure and say, well, look, America is in a debt crisis, and we have three legitimate programs to help middle-income Americans become debt-free and financially independent. One is called our good loan, and our good loan is for people, let's say we call them apartment dwellers, they don't own their home, okay? And the second program that we have is a program called Debt Watchers. And through our Debt Watchers program, that allows you to monitor your credit report on a monthly basis, which is very, very important, and also allows you to stack your debt, where you can go in there and take all your debt and you can stack it, and through the process of stacking it, okay, you can put together a game plan that help you go out there and become debt-free in a very, very short period of time. And the third program that we have, which is the one I'm going to talk to you about tonight since you're homeowners, is a program called our SMART Solution. And what the SMART program stands for is Save Money, Reduce Taxes, okay? And if you're married, we tell people it stands for Save Marriages and Reduces the Tension in your marriage, okay? Because when you have money problems in your marriage, right? Okay, then it causes financial challenges in your household and things of that nature. And so the way our SMART program works is this. Let's just say that you have a best friend. Let's say your first mortgage is $175,000. You owe $175,000 on it, and your monthly payment is $1,350. And you got 25 years left on your mortgage. You got personal debt, MasterCard, Visa, JCPenney, car notes, $32,157 in debt, and you're paying $1,207 a month on that debt. Your total monthly payment on your house and all your debt is $2,557. What you'll be able to do for your best friend is you'll be able to go in, refinance that $210,000 worth of debt, okay, for the same 25 years, and that $210,000 of debt came from the mortgage and all their personal debt, okay? But instead of the monthly payment being $2,557, the monthly payment to us is $1,531. And see, that puts what? That puts $1,026 a month on that kitchen table. Now, this is the question, Ms. Clyde, I want to ask you. If you put $1,000 a month on your best friend's kitchen table right now, with their current knowledge about money, what do you think your best friend's going to do with that $1,000? And what most people are going to tell you is that they're going to spend it, which is true. Because people are creatures of habit, right? And that is because they got the old debt and they got the new debt. Okay, and so if nobody educates them about money, since they're creatures of habit, they got the old debt plus the new debt, and eventually they're going to have to file bankruptcy. And again, the federal government has made it harder for people to file bankruptcy. What separates Primerica Financial Services from any other financial services company in the country is that we educate middle-income Americans about money. And so through the process of educating them about money, when we go in and consolidate all their bills, plus their mortgage, okay, and show them how to put $1,000 a month on their kitchen table through the education of money, but teach them how to put an emergency fund in place, a short-term savings in place, and a long-term savings in place, this is going to be the last debt consolidation that they're going to ever need. So what we explain to people is this, look, when we put this $1,000 a month on your kitchen table, there's three types of accounts that you need to set up. Emergency fund. Why do you need an emergency fund? Because you're going to have emergencies. You know, appliances in your home's going to break down, car's going to break down, somebody's going to die, you got to go out of town, you need emergency cash. So you need an emergency fund. How much do you need? You need 3 to 6 months of your expenses. If you're a single parent and you got one income in your household, you need 6 months of your expenses set aside. So if it takes you $2,000 a month to live, 2,000 times six, that's 2,000 times six, you need $12,000 set aside. If your husband and wife, two incomes coming in your household, then you only need to set aside 3 months of your expenses. And the reason being, unless both of you work at the exact same place, the chances of both of you getting laid off at the same time is normally slim and none. But in today's marketplace, then, you know, there's a possibility too, but it's a very, very rare possibility. So husband and wife, let's say it takes you $4,000 a month to take care of your expenses. So 4,000 times three, you need $12,000 set aside in your emergency fund. Where should that money be at? That money should be in a bank, credit union, savings and loan, or a money market account. Okay. Second type of account that every American household needs is short-term savings. Short-term savings is anything that you do between now and the next 5 years. Let's say that you have a child that's 15 years old, going to college in 3 years, you want to put some money aside, short-term savings, vacation money, travel money. You want to take a trip next 2 years, short-term savings. You want to go buy a car in the next 3 years, you need $5,000 down payment, short-term savings. Where should that money be? Christmas Club. Where should that money be at? Bank, credit union, savings loan, money market account. They're short-term instruments. And the third type of account that every American household needs is long-term savings. And long-term savings is anything that you and your family are going to do 6 years plus. Let's say retirement. You can retire in 10 to 15 years. Long-term savings. Let's say you have a child that's 2 years old going to college in the next 16 years. Long-term savings. Where should that money be at? That money should be invested in the stock market. That money should be invested in the mutual funds. Okay. And the reason being because you got time for the market for that money to grow, for the market to go up, come down, go up, come back down, and go back up again. So that money needs to be invested. And so when we put this $1,000 a month on your best friend's kitchen table, going back to this brochure again, we're going to teach them again. This is the last type. This is the last debt consolidation you'll ever need in your lifetime. Because see, out of that $1,000 a month, we're going to teach you how to invest that $658 a month, 10% through IRAs, mutual funds, your 401k plan, 403b plan, 403b TSP, deferred comp, whatever type of retirement plan you have on your job. That's $658 at 10% for 15 years. That money is $272,700. And then the $368 a month that's left, we're going to teach you how to apply that towards your principal. And we're going to put you on a biweekly billing. So by putting this client on biweekly plus adding this $368 a month toward the principal, now at the end of 15 years, the home and all the debts paid off. But they got over $272,000 cash. Now, they're not rich, but they are financially independent, okay? So what we do is we teach them, look, you started, let's say, at age 35. 15 years later, you're 50 years old. Let's now keep the $272,000 invested into your retirement plans. Then take the $2,557 a month that was going towards your home and all your debt. If you do that, okay, at 10% until age 67, now you got $2.84 million. Now you're what? Now you're financially independent. Okay, now you're wealthy. Okay, so and everything that we do is geared toward teaching middle income Americans how to become what? Debt free and financially independent. Okay, now are there any questions about our Smart Solution Plan and how we help families get out of debt? Okay, with that program. Okay, all right, no questions. All right, fantastic.